John Jensen is fully vaccinated. He says continuing to wear a mask in certain settings is not about him.
But I think it's a courtesy that I can offer to the people around me. And so, yeah, I was sitting here without it when there were people at a distance, but I'm happy to put it on for other people in the world.
Brad Sagrin is a psychology professor at Northern Illinois University.
Part of the complexity right now is that when we're not sure what to do, one of the clues that we use is we look around to see what other people are doing. And at the moment, we look around and see some people with masks, some people without masks, and that gives us a pretty confusing mixed message.
Sagrin says deciding to wear or not to wear a mask isn't that simple. He notes that the actions of some people last year show that mask wearing can symbolize other things.
So it's not just a health decision. It's a statement of somebody's politics. It's a statement about somebody's perception of freedom, about health policy and that sort of thing. And that makes the decision of whether or not to wear masks very, very complicated.
Sagrin suggests that some people may also find it hard to take their mask off for another reason. They aren't sure if people around them who aren't wearing a mask have been vaccinated. Jensen admits that this is also something that bothers him.
I guess I'll confess to being slightly annoyed by the folks who probably aren't vaccinated, but because no one was going to check, they've taken their masks off already. So I do have a little bit of I'm probably a little cranky about that if I let myself be.
Wearing a mask wasn't the norm for most people prior to the pandemic. Sagrin says it may be something we continue to see after things settle down.
If people make the decision that they'd like to protect themselves by continuing to wear a mask, I do think that this last year has made that a lot more socially acceptable in this country.
Not only did masks help prevent the spread of the coronavirus, it contributed to the reduction of another respiratory disease. Data from the CDC states that influenza activity decreased. The weekly median from May until August last year was 0.2% compared to 2.35% in 2019. Sagrin says if someone is sick, that will be the most important time for them to cover their nose and mouth.
And you know what? I understand and respect that as a health decision that people can make for themselves.
He points out that mask confusion can also arise when people look to authorities to figure out what they should do.
And one of the things that I definitely recommend is that organizations and businesses have clear guidelines and communicate those guidelines for mask wearing, because that can remove a lot of the uncertainty and make it a lot easier for people to make decisions about whether or not to wear a mask.
Sagrin says despite confusion, individuals should continue to do what's comfortable for them and their family. I'm Yvonne Booz.